everybody. A lot of you want to work with VaynerMedia. Good news, we're hiring. We're hiring creators, specifically right now, video and design capable individuals, people that have good ideas and would know what to do if we needed to sell watermelon or bubble gum or soap or wine or sneakers. We're looking for video and image creators. Think about the stuff I put out on Instagram, that kind of stuff. Are you scrappy? Are you hungry? GaryVee.com/creators with an S. Go fill out the form. Please join our team at VaynerX, because I think some of these people are gonna go into 137, some are gonna go to Vayner Talent, mainly for VaynerMedia, and maybe the occasional person for Team Gary V. If you wanna join the VaynerX family, please go check out, specifically right now for VaynerMedia, though we save the resumes and we move them around, to GaryVee.com/creators with an S.
This is the Gary V audio experience.
Hey podcast, Joe from Team Gary here. Gary recently shared a voice memo with the team that we thought could bring you value. It's about why Dogface208's recent TikTok video is the single best commercial in the history of Ocean Spray's brand. If you enjoy this style of unique, unedited, raw thoughts of Gary's takes on current trends, please tweet him at GaryVee and let him know. Enjoy.
What the advertising industry really misunderstands is brand. What the industry really misunderstands is creative. We have an incredibly fascinating state of Madison Avenue in advertising today, where what's taught in school and what has been done in the past is put on a pedestal. It's remarkable to me how much subjectivity, awards, reports, headlines, and boardroom politics and behavior create the framework in which quote unquote creativity is happening. It's laughable and it's audacious when the industry understands that Dogman208's little video is the single best commercial, quote unquote, in the history of Ocean Spray, then it will start to wake up and understand what's actually going on. To me, I find it incredible that people don't recognize that that video, that commercial, that creative execution was more impactful than the tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars that that brand has spent over the last decades to try to make their brand relevant, to bring general awareness for that brand so that it was considered to be bought by people, to create relevance, to make people be interested in it. What's happening is there's an ungodly amount of creative people, but when they go into the creative ad agency world, that creativity is completely sucked out of them as they're put into boxes of subjective opinions, normally starting with their boss and their boss's boss and their boss's boss's boss, and then by the client and reports and testing and all sorts of things that have nothing to do with the actual customer's opinion of. This at least had some sense of logic in a 1960s, 70s, and 80s, and 90s world. But now there's something called the internet. And until the advertising industry accepts that the internet exists and recognizes that the cost of production, or gloss to it, or the technical execution of a picture in an Instagram post or a Pinterest pin or a Twitter post do not matter as much as they wish it mattered because of their training or their history. Until that happens, we will continue to have a creative, quote unquote, creative advertising industry that is anything but. It's really too bad, but I'm excited because I can taste just a sliver of potential of it finally understanding that Madison Avenue finally has a little pothole, of hope that there's something going on here that will lead to better, more open, more collaborative, and most of all, more creative work from brands, by brands, because as of right now, brands are just going to have to hope that a real human being does their best ad. All right, episode's over. Please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Hey, podcast. Joe from Team Gary here. Today's highlighted review is Best Podcast Ever by Willow Kid. Hands down the best podcast ever. Tons of value no matter what the topic. Thanks, Carrie. Love you, bro. Thanks, Willow Kid. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.